This episode covers how to show you changed after breaking trust. You know, saying, "I've changed," doesn't land the way it used to. And you need a way to prove it that doesn't depend on her taking your word for it. Here's a daily way to show it, instead of just saying it. You said the right things. You apologized, maybe more than once. She nodded, or she cried, or she went quiet. And either way, you assumed the apology did its job. It didn't. And not because she's punishing you. Words stopped meaning anything the moment trust broke. Now she's watching for patterns, not listening for promises. This is the part most men get wrong. You think the conversation where you admit what happened is the finish line. For her, it's barely the starting gun. Every time you say, "I've changed," without proof behind it, you're asking her to do something her body won't let her do yet. Relax. Here's what's actually happening underneath that. She's not pulling away because she stopped caring. Her nervous system is still on alert. She can't be close to someone she's still watching for the next lie. Vulnerability needs safety. And safety isn't something you can talk her into. It's something she builds by collecting evidence. Every transparent moment you create is a small deposit. Every time you avoid a hard truth to keep the peace, you make a withdrawal. The math is unforgiving, but it's simple. This is why daily communication habits do more for your closeness and your sex life than one good apology ever will. So here's the method. 4 things you're going to do in order, starting today. Step 1. Report in before she asks. Tell her where you are, who you're with, or what happened that day, without being prompted. This removes the gap where suspicion grows. Step 2. Offer access, instead of waiting to be asked. Hand over your phone, your calendar, your location, before it becomes a fight. Offering it voluntarily carries weight that surrendering it under pressure never will. Step 3. Name your own mistake first. If you slip, even in something small, say it yourself instead of hoping she doesn't notice. Getting caught and confessing send 2 completely different messages. Step 4. Keep doing this on the boring days. The habit only counts if it survives a normal Tuesday with nothing at stake. That's the day she's actually counting. Now let's get into the actual words. Here's the daily report in. Use this on a normal evening, before she asks anything. Give her a small, specific update, including the part you'd normally leave out. Say this. Quick update before you ask. I had lunch with the guys from the old job, and I'm telling you because that's exactly the kind of thing I used to leave out. Just pause and take a breath. I just wanted you to hear it from me first. This works because you're closing the gap where suspicion grows and naming the old pattern out loud instead of hiding it. She might not react much the first few times. That's fine. You're building a pattern she can eventually stop watching for. Here's the transparency offer. Use this when she hasn't asked to see your phone in a while, but you can tell she's still wondering. Say this. Here's my phone. You don't have to ask. I'd rather you check it whenever you want than wonder. Take a second before you carry on, so it has time to land. This isn't a one-time thing. The offer stands every day. This works because volunteering access removes the power struggle. She's not extracting proof from you. You're handing it over freely. She may decline at first. Keep the offer standing anyway. Here's clean ownership. This is the moment you make a small mistake, forgetting to mention a plan change, coming home late without texting. Say this. I should have texted you when my plans changed. That's on me. Just breathe for a moment before you carry on. I'm not going to explain it away. This works because adding "but" turns an apology into an argument. One clean sentence proves you can hold the mistake without needing her to agree. It was small. She may push back. Resist defending yourself further. Here's the consistency callback. Use this a few weeks after a slip when you want to show the pattern is sticking without making a big announcement. Say this. I keep thinking about the night I lied about where I was. I'm not bringing it up to relive it. I'm bringing it up because I don't want to act like it's already behind us. Wait here, and do not fill the silence. I know it's still close for you, even when it feels far away from me. This works because most men want the old mistake to disappear. And bringing it up yourself tells her you haven't rushed your own healing past hers. She might get emotional. Stay present instead of trying to fix the feeling. Here's the skepticism response. Use this when she says something like, "This is just another phase," or "You'll go back to normal in a month." Say this. "You're allowed to think that. I haven't earned a different answer yet." Just pause and take a breath. "All I can do is keep showing up the same way next month and the month after that." This works because arguing with her skepticism asks her to trust your words again, the exact thing that's broken. Agreeing with her doubt removes the argument entirely. Different men freeze for different reasons. And here's how to adjust based on the pattern you recognize in yourself. If you tend to keep the peace and avoid rocking the boat, your instinct is to over-apologize, hoping enough niceness speeds up forgiveness. It won't. Try clean ownership instead of repeating sorry 5 different ways. If you tend to go quiet or pull back when things get tense, your instinct is to wait until the storm passes. Right now, silence reads as hiding, even when you mean it as respect. Use the daily report in, especially on the days when nothing happened. If you tend to push harder when you feel unheard, your instinct is to argue your case loudly, listing every good thing you've done since the breach. That always backfires. Use the skepticism response instead. If you tend to get defensive when criticized, your instinct is to counter every doubt with evidence. That instinct alone proves you're still defending instead of proving. Use the transparency offer before she has to ask. The other side of this is accounting for how she tends to respond. If she tends to push harder when feeling distant, her need for reassurance hasn't gone away. It got louder because the old reassurance failed. Use the daily report in on a steady rhythm so she doesn't have to ask for it. If she tends to go silent after trying hard, she may have already confronted you about this more than once and stopped getting anywhere. Use the consistency callback to name the old mistake before she has to. If she tends to pull back and value her space, closeness right now might feel like more risk than comfort to her. The transparency offer works well here because it doesn't demand she engage, just that the offer stays open. If she's the one who withdraws while you reach out, lower the intensity of your check-ins so they don't feel like pressure. Use small ownership moments instead of big confessions. Before you bring any of this up, get honest about what you're actually offering. Ask yourself, am I doing this because I want to be a different person? Or because I want this to be over faster? Honestly, both. But mostly, I just want her to stop hurting, and I know I can't rush that. Write down one thing you'd normally hide or minimize. Practice saying it out loud, in one sentence, with no justification attached. If you can't say it without adding, "but you're not ready yet." If she says, "You're only doing this because you got caught," don't argue the motive. Say, "You're right that I didn't start this on my own. Judge me by what I do from here, not by why I started." If she shuts down mid-conversation, don't chase her for reassurance. Say, "I'm not going to push you to respond right now. I'll bring this up again next week, because that's the part that matters." If she brings up the original betrayal in an unrelated argument, resist the urge to say, "That's not fair. That's old news." It isn't old news to her yet. Let it stay on the table without flinching. None of this works as a performance, but when it works as a habit, something predictable happens. She stops bracing before you speak. She starts answering texts faster, sitting closer, asking small questions about your day instead of interrogating it. Physical closeness comes back slower than emotional safety, and it usually shows up in small moves first. A hand on your arm, less distance on the couch, before anything more. Don't rush past those signals chasing something bigger. You read this far, and that already says something about where your head is at. Before today ends, pick one thing you've been minimizing and say it out loud to her, in one sentence, with nothing added after it. You can't shortcut this with one good month, but every ordinary day you keep the habit going is quietly doing the work that matters most. If you want to go deeper on this, you'll find the links right in the guide where you got this audio, or head to the Two-Way Intimacy Library page and look for the same title. The full guide, playbook, and checklist are all available as free PDF downloads. The playbook walks you through the key steps in a format you can work through on your own. The checklist gives you a quick reference you can come back to before a conversation. I hope this helps.